do it again. It was her first real kiss. She had gotten it at Savin Rock on the first Saturday of summer vacation, and she hadn't been paying attention. That was what she was thinking. That was why she wanted him to do it again.
I better not, Bobby said.
Although up here, who was there to see and call him a sissy? I dare you, and don't say dares go first.
Will you tell?
No, swear to God. Go on, hurry up before we go down.
So he kissed her again.
Her lips were smooth and closed, hot with the sun. Then the wheel began to move and he stopped. For just a moment, Carol laid her head against his chest. Thank you, Bobby, she said. That was nice as could be.
I thought so, too. They drew apart from each other a little, and when their car stopped and the tattooed attendant swung the safety bar up, Bobby got out and ran without looking back at her to where SJ was standing. Yet he knew already that kissing Carol at the top of the Ferris wheel was going to be the best part of the day. It was his first real kiss, too, and Bobby never forgot the feel of her lips pressing on his, dry and smooth and warmed by the sun. It was the kiss by which all the others of his life would be judged and found wanting. Around 3 o'clock, Mrs. Gerber told them to start gathering their things. It was time to go home. Carol gave a token, "Oh, Mom," and then started picking stuff up. Her girlfriends helped. Even Ian helped a little, refusing even as he fetched and carried to let go of the sand-matted bear. Bobby had half expected Carol to tag after him for the rest of the day, and he'd been sure she'd tell her girlfriends about kissing on the Ferris wheel. He would know she had when he saw them in a little knot, giggling with their hands over their mouths, looking at him with their merry, knowing eyes. But she had done neither. Several times he'd caught her looking at him, though, and several times he'd caught himself sneaking glances at her. He kept remembering her eyes up there, how big and worried they had been. And he had kissed her, just like that. Bingo. Bobby and Sully toted most of the beach bags.
Good mules! Giddy up!
Rhonda cried, laughing as they mounted the steps between the beach and the boardwalk. She was lobster red under the cold cream she had smeared over her face and shoulders, and she moaned to Anita Gerber that she wouldn't sleep a wink that night, that if the sunburn didn't keep her awake, the Midway food would.
Well, you didn't have to eat 4 wieners and 2 doughboys, Mrs. Gerber said, sounding more irritated than Bobby had ever heard her. She was tired, he reckoned.
He felt a little dazed by the sun himself, his back prickled with sunburn, and he had sand in his socks. The beach bags with which he was festooned swung and bounced against each other.
But amusement park food's so good, Rhonda protested in a sad voice.
Bobby laughed. He couldn't help it.
This ends Disc 3.